We're getting near the end. You may see this as somewhat lengthy, but we do it for everybody collectively. We don't have to do it for each person individually, which takes 10 times longer. The final barrier that I want to speak about is the effects of a curse. We dealt with that a little bit last night. I just want to read the list of common indications of a curse over a person's life or family. If several of these things apply to you or your family, there's probably a curse over you. Now, the good news is Jesus was made a curse that we might be redeemed from the curse and receive the blessing. But most times we need to renounce the cause of the curse and claim the release. Very quickly and briefly, here are the common indications of a curse. Number one, mental and emotional breakdown. If there's a history of that in your family. Number two, repeated and chronic sicknesses, especially hereditary. Because the mark of a curse is that it goes from generation to generation. Number three, repeated miscarriages or female problems. And as far as Ruth and I are concerned, when we have that kind of need to pray for, we just simply automatically treat it as a curse. And we have seen many barren women able to conceive and bear children, and we have seen many women with female problems delivered. Tumors and other things on the female organs disappear when the curse is lifted. The next is the breakdown of marriage and family alienation. If a family has a history of marriages breaking up and different branches of the family at war with one another, you can be almost sure there's a curse. The next is continuing financial insufficiency. You never get out of the poverty syndrome. The next is accident prone. You're one of those people that accidents just look for. You step off the curb and you break your ankle. You close the car door on your fingers. And you know what I've observed with such people? It's just when they're getting near the point of deliverance that they're tripped up. It's just amazing. I've held deliverance services in the past, and people have wanted to drive as much as 100 miles to come, but the car broke down on the way. They never got there. Why? It was a curse. And finally, a history of suicides or unnatural deaths. Now, we're not going to take a lot of time about this, but we're all going to say once again, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were made, just let me do it first, that you were made a curse, that I might be redeemed from the curse, all right? And as you say that, let it be lifted from you. Something can happen to you right now. You can walk out of this place a different person. That dark shadow that's been over your life, that's followed you up, when I try to describe people what a curse is like, it's like a dark shadow from the past that just always seems to hover over you. Or it's like a hand that reaches out from the past. And every time you're about to make it and succeed, it trips you up. If I were to choose one key word, the word would be frustration. I've dealt with many, many people who had all the qualifications for success. And time again, they were on the verge of success and something went wrong. It's a curse.